I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS News, and today I'm joined by Oshkosh Fire Chief Tim Hyman. Hi, Tim. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
This week is Fire Prevention Week. I know that the National Fire Prevention Association was all focused on lithium-ion batteries, and I wanted to ask you, is that really a problem for, say, the average household?
Yeah, that's kind of our focus. Each year, the organizations that kind of put on Fire Safety Week pick a specific area that's become a problem. And based on data that's collected from fire departments throughout the country, they found that lithium-ion batteries are one of the fastest growing causes of fire that we have today.
They are so prevalent. I mean, a lithium-ion battery is in everything nowadays, from your cell phone to your smart speaker, to just random pieces of electronics.
Yeah, there's definitely been, you know, in probably the last 5 years, a proliferation of the use of battery-operated or battery-powered things, everything from a lawnmower to a car to your smartphone. So we are seeing that much more and more is that the lithium-ion battery. It's probably the best battery technology we have right now as far as powering items for length and also through hot or cold conditions. So that's why they're very popular right now.
So what is making them an object of fire risk?
Sure. So basically a lithium-ion battery consists of a single or multi lithium-ion cells, and it kind of has a protective circuit board. They do have a high potential to overheat and catch fire. And that's usually due to either overcharging or completely draining it. High or low temperatures, we see high temperatures. So if you're charging your battery in your garage and maybe it's next to a window and the sun's beating there in the middle of the summer, those high temperatures can cause some malfunctioning, internal short circuiting. But basically any damage to that battery can cause what we call a thermal runaway, where basically that battery starts to self-heat, has a reaction, and despite whatever actions we may take, like putting water on it, doesn't really stop that thermal runaway, and it keeps heating and heating and heating, and basically there's an explosion or fire that can result.
Yikes. So what do people in their homes need to do just to be safe and prevent possible fires from this?
Yeah, great question. One of the things that we use as a mnemonic is charge. So those are kind of some of the things that we want you to look at. So the first is to choose a certified product. There are several batteries, maybe from other countries that are imported that don't meet the rigorous testing that batteries need to meet to make sure they're safe. So UL, Underwriters Laboratory, is a great organization that tests a lot of things. So make sure that the battery is UL listed. That'll let you know that both the internal and external components have met the specifications to be deemed more safe. We never say anything is totally safe, but more safe. The second is H, handle the batteries with care. So follow the manufacturer's instructions. If you would drop the battery or something, make sure you inspect it for damage, that the outer case is intact, especially with things that maybe get a little rougher usage. One of the biggest issues they're seeing is with e-bikes. So the batteries that are used for those. Always stay alert for warning signs. So look for damage, swelling, punctures, overheating, causing the plastic to change shape or color are some of the other things that we look for. Recycle them properly. So that's another big one. So obviously damage to the battery is one of the things that can cause trouble. So if you think about putting that in a trash compactor or something like that, that can be problematic as well. And really get out quickly if there's a fire. You know, if you go online, there's several resources that show lithium-ion battery fires, and it's a very violent reaction. So if you think of people like apartments, you bring your e-bike to work and you come home, you maybe park your e-bike right next to the front door, your exit path or egress path. We want to make sure that if you see any smoking, you smell anything, hear any popping, make sure you're getting out right away, because we don't want that to block your egress path.
Okay.
And then just basic last one is educate others on safe practices. So what you're doing right here, you know, like you said, that they're everywhere. And not to say that, you know, 99% of them aren't operating properly and safely. We just want to make sure when there are those warning signs that people are aware.
When you leave a phone on charge, sometimes you can feel that it's getting way too hot.
Yep.
As you said, overcharging can be just as bad for your phone or for a device.
Yes. Yep. So some of the things that you know, really easy homeowner things that you can look at doing is they make commercially made receptacles where you can put your charger when the battery's on it and it's charging. That's either metal or something like that. Kind of the do-it-yourself or clay flower pots are another one where people will put the charger and the battery in there, especially if you're in a garage or somewhere that's maybe not as monitored. Not leaving the battery on the charger all the time, which is a tough thing to do because you want the battery charged when you want to use it. But once it's charged, cycling it off of the charger is another thing that we look at.
And one more thing I want to mention before I let you go or want to ask about. You mentioned recycling properly. I think this also is disposal properly.
Correct. You know, so if you're going to get rid of a battery, go online, look for either a disposal contractor. There's several e-recyclers that will take those batteries. I believe Winnebago County, their waste management site, would also have a resource for disposing of those. But we don't want to just throw those in the garbage with everything else. We want to make sure that we're disposing them in the proper way so that we don't start a garbage truck on fire or a landfill or something like that.
Is there anything else about Fire Prevention Week, fire prevention in general, or lithium ions that you'd like to mention that we haven't touched on?
So the last plug I'm going to give is for smoke detectors. I know it's maybe not the week for smoke detectors, but I cannot stress how important those are. And based on real life outcomes where we show up and if you have working smoke detectors that have alerted you to get out, versus the homes we go to that don't have working smoke detectors, we see dramatically different outcomes. So making sure your detector works, making sure it's functioning properly, taking down and looking at the expiration date to see if it needs to be changed. Just super, super important that we have working smoke detectors. That's one of the best and easiest ways that we can change the outcome of a terrible
event. Tim Hyman, Oshkosh Fire Chief, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm Lisa Hale, Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief for WISS News.